is the third hour of the program. You can dial in toll free, bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. We're here live at the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2011 edition. Porkfest.com. P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. You can go there to learn more about this excellent event. It happens once a year. The beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Rogers Campground is the location. It's an incredible vista. I mean, you look out, you see just the most incredible view. Mountains with beautiful clouds floating between them. It's, of course, lush and green at this time of year here at Rogers Campground. And there's really, it's hard to match this particular vista. And Mark, by the way, joining us here, the usual co-host of the program. Good evening, sir.
Thank you. It's been it's great. I've been out here working the crowd while other folks are taking over the mic.
Yeah, it has been great. Now, we've been having a good time talking to all kinds of interesting folks here at Porkfest throughout the week. We got here on Monday, and we're not done yet because this is our second to last show. So this being Friday evening, we've got one more tomorrow night to wrap things out, and then you're going to be back in our Keene studios for the Sunday night show.
That's right.
Which you've begun doing now. You've got your own internet-only show on Sunday nights at freetalklive.com. So, the content continues from here at Porkfest. One of the questions I asked Stefan Molyneux from freedomainradio.com and Larkin Rose, larkinrose.com earlier was, what were their favorite things they did today at Porkfest? And so, what about you, Mark? What's your favorite?
For today? Specifically?
Just today.
Today I was recovering from last night, frankly. It was one of those nights. I don't know how it got to be 5 o'clock in the morning, frankly.
Wow.
Yeah. But yesterday there was some fun family events that we went to, and Jack's been having a fantastic time playing with other kids here. And I don't know what enthralls him so much about the arcade area where they've got painting down there and puzzles and games and stuff for the kids to do, but he wants to be down there, and that's where the kids are, and it's a lot of fun.
So lots of great family activities continuing. In fact, speaking of the family stuff that's going on here, just to give you an example of what's happening, there's crafting game tables today at the Teen Tween Agora Expo, I'm reading Thursday. Crafting game tables, playground romp, the craft romp, craft family tent, little kids Olympics happened today.
That was today, yes. The little kids Olympics was an absolute exercise in chaos. It was amazing to watch. You're talking about 2, 3, and 4-year-olds, going through kind of obstacle courses and stuff. Jack had no idea. He just kept trying to take the little push bike away from the other kids. That was it, yeah.
So, also, apparently there was a scavenger hunt this evening, which is always a lot of fun.
That is a lot of fun. Yep. The zombies versus humans game that was going on, they've actually impromptu kept that going. It looks like a lot of fun. So what the kids will do, and I'm sure there are some adults that are involved, but I've been mainly seeing older kids, between the ages of, say, 9 and 19, playing this. And they'll have a bandana. So humans have a bandana around their arm or leg. And zombies have a bandana around their head.
Yeah.
And that's how you distinguish between humans and zombies. So you start out, I think, with one or a few zombies, and then the zombies will go after the humans. Once they touch a human, they convert them.
To a zombie.
To a zombie. And then the humans, obviously the zombies all go after the humans. And what they have to protect themselves are these kind of padded swords or Nerf guns, mm-hmm. things like that. And I guess once they shoot a zombie, that zombie has to stay in position for 15 minutes or 10 minutes or something like that.
Jeez.
While they can get away.
Gotcha.
So it stuns the zombie. And, at some point or another, there's enough zombies that there's just, you go down in a blaze of glory of Nerf bullets everywhere.
There's fun stuff happening here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, as always. Let's go to you and your phone calls that Wallace is listening in Vermont. Wallace, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark here at Porkfest 2011.
How you doing, guys?
Wallace.
Excuse me. While you guys have been having all your fun up there, the Keene Police Department have decided to do excursions up here in Vermont.
Okay.
About 3 o'clock today, I was on I-89, an interstate that the posted speed limit is 65. The next thing I know, I see a nice gray, Keene marked car doing between 95 and 100 miles an hour southbound. Hmm. And I'm scratching my head and saying, I wonder if there's a big emergency in Keene that would justify a police officer going at these rates. And we've had
The place you're talking about is so far from Keene. It's got to be an hour. So whatever cop is going 100 miles an hour.
Two hours.
I mean, at least. So, I mean, going 100 miles an hour, it's not like they're trying to... the police station would have to be under siege by Al-Qaeda in order to, in my opinion, justify a cop going 100 miles an hour, 2 hours away from whatever he could be going to.
Well, that was the whole point of my thinking. And I said to myself, I wonder if I call the Vermont State Police, would I really get any kind of action?
You might get them targeting you for a ticket or something.
Exactly. So I decided.
The idea would be to call the Vermont State Police and report a dangerous driver in a Keene Police vehicle on the interstate.
Well, I decided to do a backfield punt. I decided to call the Keene Police Department, and I wanted to speak to the officer in charge, and the best I could come up with was the sergeant. And the first words out of my mouth is there any kind of major disaster emergency going on? And, of course, the response was, no, why? I said, do you have a Keene police officer or officers in the state of Vermont? He says, yeah, we have somebody going up to pick up a prisoner to bring him down here. I said, would the route that they'd be following would be I-89? He says, yeah, certainly. Mm-hmm. So then I went and told him what I had seen. And he says, God, you know, our officers can't do that, you know, and all this other kind of stuff.
You caught him red-handed.
Wait a second, it gets better.
All right.
You know the problems that I've had up here. I won't go into details now and labor those points. I have a digital camera that I put on my dashboard. I caught these lovely officers digitally. I was doing maybe about 70 miles an hour. I plead the fifth as far as that goes, because, of course, the posted speed 65.
Yeah.
But anyway, these guys went so fast that all I could see was Keene NH police on the back of the police car. And it was gray in color. And, of course, I've been down to Keene, and I know what the police cars look like.
So how does it get better?
Well, I've got it all on digital. I've got it digitally recorded.
So what are you going to do about it? I mean,
it's not like they're going to do anything.
I said to myself, after speaking to the sergeant, what do I do? So I had a doctor's appointment at Gifford Medical Center down in Royalton. So I went to that, and the more I was there, I said to myself, hell with it. Let me go to the state police barracks that covers this area. So I went down, and I spoke to a trooper by the name of Rinaldi. And I said, this is going to sound stupid, but it's been bothering me. I saw this vehicle doing 95 to 100 miles an hour. I didn't say what vehicle it was. He says, oh, God, you know, that's pretty serious. You want to go into this room and fill out a statement? So I filled out the statement, truthful, of course. And
did you mention that you had it on video to him?
No, not at this point.
Wallace, you got to wrap the story up real quick, man. Go ahead.
So anyway, I said, what's going to happen? He says, so based on your complaint, we'll arrest the guy if we can find out who it is. So then I told him it was a Keene Police Department vehicle. And his jaw dropped. And I said, oh, by the way, I captured this on digitally. I said, it's in my car. He says, so why do you have this? And I said, because basically I have it. And I said, as soon as I get home, I'll make a CD for you or send it to you as an email.
You're busting these guys, Wallace. Thanks for the call. Good luck, and let us know if anything actually comes of this. I highly doubt it will.
I'd love to see it happen.
The police protect one another, even if we're talking about state to state.
Oh, yeah.
They will still protect one another. But I hope I'm wrong, and I hope you can prove us wrong on that. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Tollhouse Morsels, helping you create special moments and memories your family will cherish forever. Visit us at tollhouse.com. You may bake for birthdays and holidays, but why stop there? Sweeten up the rest of the year by designating monthly dessert days. Treat your family to one of their favorites or surprise them with something new. Either way, you'll create a tradition everyone will love. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly. Within days, the episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times a profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at hardshoots.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-heating food reserves, and more. For a limited time, with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.hardshoots.com. www.hardshoot.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you'll find there completely free. If you like Free Talk Live, you appreciate this program, then become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is simple. You will send in $3 a month via any major credit card, through PayPal, or Visa or MasterCard right on our website. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, getting on more great radio stations around the country. It's because of listeners like you becoming Free Talk Live amplifiers. That's why we are on over 100 radio stations today. That's because of listeners like you behind the show. And getting perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, which, by the way, aren't any good this week because we're not in our regular studio. But normally it gives you a direct line into the studio. Plus, there's also the amp-only forum and podcast and more. Get the details and get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy. And the taxes that you pay on them feed the very beast that's stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, no smoke. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale water vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com. Use coupon code FTL for an additional 5% off at VaporStation.com.
I believe the guy from Vapor Station is milling about Porkfest.
He is. He's been in the room several times.
I was just going to say, I inhaled some delicious aromas of Thai food from him earlier. So,
by the way, Johnson joining us on the third microphone here. Johnson, long time, once upon a time, regular co-host on the program, now graphical guru, web guy slash merchandiser.
I'm all over the place.
Yeah, yeah. So you're actually here at Porkfest, which is like the one opportunity per year, although they are supposedly bringing the Liberty Forum back. So you usually get one or two chances a year in person to come and order some Free Talk Live, to purchase some Free
That's
Talk
true.
Live t-shirts
yep.
and, mm-hmm. and hoodies and such.
Yep. And I, you know, I did a ton of design as well for Porkfest this year. So, you know, the programs, the maps, all the things that are trying to help people get where they want to go.
Exactly right. So always good to have you here on the program tonight. 800-259-9231. You know, a few more thoughts on Wallace's call. He was driving down the interstate in Vermont / New Hampshire. He saw a police car going over 90 miles an hour. He got video footage of it. He's going to the, you know, the state police to give them a heads up. They said before they found out it was another cop that they were going to make an arrest.
We'll get him.
Yeah. And I bet they changed their attitude immediately after finding out that it was a cop. It'll be interesting to see how they backtrack and backpedal to, well, you know.
It should be easy to find these guys. They're at the Keene Police Department. We know exactly who's doing it. It's not going to take a lot of police work to figure out which police officer was up in Vermont going to do a prison transport. And
there was only one officer that was assigned to that duty.
I mean, the suggestion is, I was dealing with a speeding ticket here recently. And the cops said that I was putting the public in danger. He claimed that I was going 12 miles over the limit and that I was putting the public in danger. So this cop going 90, at least 90. So, I mean, he's going 30, 25, 35 miles an hour over.
More.
A lot more. Yeah. He's putting the public in danger if this cop that was, you know, testifying on the stand is to be believed.
Well, he's professionally trained, Mark, so it's all right.
I guess that's going to be, you know, they always say crap like that. They always have reasons why their officials can break the law, but you can't.
Pretty much. So I don't expect we're going to hear very good news out of this. But nonetheless, who knows? Maybe we'll be surprised. Because he did bust him hardcore. I mean, it wasn't just eyeballs on the cop. He got the video footage of it. So it'll make him look real bad when he can present that information in front of the police and they decide to do nothing, which is what I predict they will decide to do.
I suspect that
he was on official business, so it's okay.
Right. He's officially putting the public in danger.
1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Lots to discuss here tonight, Mark, including a poll that you have, which is...
Let's discuss my poll, yes. It's in fact, it says it's here from the New York Times.
Speaking of polls, by the way, I was at Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party today, and the Ms. Porky Poll contest was in effect. I might have left before they announced the winner of that. I'm not sure. There was a lot going on, or maybe I stepped away while they did that.
Can I actually interrupt the story before you go on to it? Because there was some breaking news that I got earlier today because I'm subscribed to CNN's app. And there was
Talk to the mic, please.
There was a big story, I guess. I think it's kind of big, that they had a vote, and I don't know if it's Congress or whatnot, but they shot down some legislation to limit spending on conflict with the on UN-funded conflict with Libya. So they shot that down. So they're basically saying, blank check.
Yeah.
So I just thought that was interesting that
we talked about the Libya situation with Stephane Molyneux a little bit. He had that story where essentially they said you shouldn't be doing this, and then they voted to fund it.
Right.
Right.
And just unlimited funding too. It's not, you know, they're not even.
I didn't hear about that part.
Oh yeah, it's not limited. It's just sort of like a blank, you know, blank check, blank credit card. Just go for it. You know, spend. And in this economy too, it's just spend whatever you want, blow things up.
So tell me about this poll, Mark. What did it discover?
From the New York Times, it says libertarianism has been touted as the wave of America's political future for many years, generally with more enthusiasm than evidence. But there are some tangible signs that Americans' attitudes are, in fact, moving in that direction. Since 1993, CNN has regularly asked a pair of questions that touch on libertarian views of the economy and society. Here are the questions.
All right. We're having connection difficulties, so I don't know when we're coming back. It's presumed. You know, we've been having pretty good luck here thus far. Now, we are out in the woods of New Hampshire, northern New Hampshire. The communications technology up here.
It's always the rain. Whenever rain gets on the wires, because it's copper wire on the ground, so sometimes it causes interference.
You're right.
Since we're talking about the old days, I've been on. If you remember, back in Sarasota, there was a radio station, WTMY, had problems every time the water got on the lines.
Yeah, the studio, there would actually be water underneath the studio. It was really crazy. And
it is crazy.
It really did make it kind of a dangerous situation. Water and electronics don't mix very well. So I think that we are back again here as the music has faded. So we'll go ahead and let's start that question again, Mark.
Right.
Third time's the charm.
That's right. So CNN's polls, here are the questions that they're asking about sort of people's views on libertarianism. Question one. Some people think the government is trying to do too many things that should be left to individuals and businesses. Others think that the government should do more to solve our country's problems. Which comes closer to your own view? And question two is, why am I hearing music?
Supposed to be here. So hold that thought. We'll come back with more in moments from Rogers Campground.
I'm getting gun-shy now. I hear music.
More libertarian views, according to a CNN poll happening since the early 1990s. We'll come back to that. Take your thoughts as well. You can take control of the airwaves here. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2011.
Where can you find a super-strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the Maine name in military supply.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, Porkfest 2011. You can go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com, to learn more about this event. It's not over yet. It's going through the weekend. Sunday, it wraps up at around noon. And then, of course, a lot of people still stick around New Hampshire after that. They want to go and tour the rest of the state. Some folks arrive early and they kind of hang around in Manchester and Keene and go and visit different areas of New Hampshire. And then afterwards, a lot of folks will come back down as they're heading south, maybe to go back to the airport or drive down to whence they come. But they are a lot of them stop into to Keene, where we have the Social Sundays event on a weekly basis. It's kind of the unofficial after party of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And, of course, again, porkfest.com, the place to go for more information. We'll get to more of this poll here in just a moment, but we are going to take your phone calls. Let's talk first to Henry in California, listening on XM's America's Talk. Hello, Henry. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. Great reporting from this excellent party. I wanted to comment on a little clip that you guys said. I'm not sure. I got it lost in the crosstalk, but not to volunteer yourself into prison. And I'm a big-time partier. Like, I will go across the United States and into, like, other nations to, you know, go to good parties. You know what I'm saying? For, you know, talent or whatnot, or, you know, just go and have a good time. And one of the things that I noticed, that phrase really caught me into this, is the indoctrination at large events like the famous Electric Daisy Carnival that's going on right now. I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with that. Apparently
it's not that famous, right?
I've heard of it. It's the notorious evil rave that everyone wants to stop. And the thing is I come from Los Angeles, where a 15-year-old girl supposedly overdosed at the Los Angeles Coliseum and or got trampled and or, you know, a little bit of cover-up. But it's, you know, just like one of these things that people like to volunteer themselves into prisons, even at these events, where they're trying to take trying to get you to sign up for these cash cards, weird stuff with IDs now, IDs and RFIDs, and all sorts of other things. While the Porcupine Fest seemed to really push it into outside of this control system, into, you know, back.
Wait a minute, hold on, Henry. I'm a little confused as to what you're describing. You're saying that at this Electric Daisy Carnival. Apparently their website, electricdaisycarnival.com, big rave that is held in multiple locations. you're saying there's some kind of RFID thing going on?
Well, I'm not sure. It's not necessarily EDC, but large events have used a more RFID tags in their tickets, in the cash cards, and in their general procedure. You know, it's like they want to touch you everywhere to get in. They want, you know, the paid goons, you know, will shove you around, but yet they'll still cause enough problems to allow a 15-year-old girl to die in the Los Angeles Coliseum. You know, it's just one of these things. And simultaneously, if you go to these events, I've had myself been filmed by the police in Los Angeles, at least. And, like, you know, they know my face, even though I haven't done anything wrong. You know, I promote them, put out parties.
I don't know about the police filming, but in regards to the RFIDs and the tickets and whatnot, I think that just really comes down to being about the bottom line. Because if you look for videos of some of these big raves online, I mean, you'll see kids just climbing fences to get into them and, you know, security not doing anything about it. So, I mean, people get into these things, and I think that they're just trying to, you know, find a way to be able to make their money and... Find out, if somebody's hopped the fence and they're, you know, and the tickets have an RFID badge or whatnot, they can just go up to the, you know, people and scan them and see if there's a signal coming off of them. And if there is,
it would also make it much more difficult to counterfeit a ticket in that case.
Right.
Yeah, but I would agree that I don't like going to major sporting events because of the same thing he's talking about.
Exactly.
These people that,
exactly, that
wish they were cops. You know, they want the power and the authority, these security guys, and they, it's like somehow or another they get this idea in their head that, you know, they can touch you everywhere and run you through machines and all this stuff. I just don't like being involved at all.
But they don't get
that kind of feedback. You understand, the guy, the organizer, never gets to hear, hey, I don't go to events like yours because it's full of, I mean, you've got all this security and they're jerks.
Which is why I was calling up today. And I was just wondering, you know, is it going, because I hear things on various shows, Alex Jones, all around, you know, coast to coast, Is it eventually going to become to the point that to attend these events, I'm going to have to go through the TSA procedure? Because I refuse to go to any party where my genitalia gets touched by security.
That's a good question. I guess, you know, that's only a question that the individual promoters could answer. I can tell you that here at Porkfest, that's not going to happen. The Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party happened here just a few hours ago, which was an absolute blast. People had a good time at that. And it was like $3 to get in. You had to have a ticket, and it was just a real simple security. You showed your ticket, they put you a wristband on, and that's that. There weren't any pat downs. People carrying weapons. There was a guy up there, there was a guy actually, I thought this was a little weird, but there was one guy that was dancing on the pole with a gun strapped to him at the same time. So, yeah, there's no problem with weapons here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It seems like people...
Everybody's security here.
It seems like... Exactly. Well, it seems like people have been pretty responsible this year. There have been a couple incidents in the past where somebody's maybe been a little too drunk. They shouldn't probably have their weapon on. And people here aren't afraid to come up to somebody and say, hey, you've stepped over the line. This is inappropriate. Please stop this behavior. So we do police ourselves here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
So you got to make it out here after, you know, your next rave, Mark of the Beast or whatever it is.
next year. And now, just one final thing that I wanted to ask you, in your opinion. There has been some talk that, you know, obviously they sell guns to Mexican mobsters, you know, Operation Gunrunner and other things like that. I'm just wondering just your guys' thoughts on just how much there is. Maybe it's not even government. Maybe it is government. How much they feed into causing problems at these parties. Like, I know that they'll do it at riots. You know, they'll have the fake black box, black block people. But I'm wondering, and I'll take this off the air, just your thoughts. If they ever would be willing to kill somebody with a fake, well, not a fake overdose, but an intentional overdosing, you know, specifically like a young child or something, just to achieve the shutdown necessary of these events. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Henry. I appreciate hearing from you.
It seems kind of like I'm the verge of a conspiracy theory, but at the same time, no, I don't. I'm not going to rule that out. Do I think that if cops want badly enough to shut an event down, they'll figure out some a false flag sort of thing to do? Yeah, I think that they do that. I wouldn't doubt it at all. I think the difficulty is proving it. Sometimes you can prove those things.
That would require some cop to come and sell a kid, you know, a bad drug and hope that that would make it so that they would overdose
or
something.
It's going to be really
pretty unlikely.
I thought it was very interesting. Last night, I attended the event here for Nima Vedati's Guns and Weed.
Yeah.
And at the very end of the
documentary.
Right. And at the very end of the movie, they had a little message where they're like, if we've been found, of apparent suicide or an overdose or any of these things, it's like, there was a government agency involved.
We didn't do it.
Yeah, we didn't do it. So I thought that was really interesting.
It would seem more to me like, as far as Henry's question, would the police set up somebody to die at one of these festivals? Pretty unlikely. What's more likely is the cops really dig raiding these things. Like, they wouldn't want to shut them down permanently. They like going in there. Remember the Utah rave video from years ago where the cops came in with, like, paramilitary uniforms? They flew in a helicopter. You know, they, like, paratrooped into this rave, and they went in there and just scared people to death, and they aggressed against folks, and they trampled people, and it was just absolutely horrifying.
They have a big problem with people who dance.
Yeah, they do. It's people having fun. You can't have fun without asking permission first.
People under the age of 21 are considered criminals in general, and especially people that might be, you know, there's a certain drug culture wrapped around the dance culture in raves, and cops hate that. You know, they're not in control. They don't like not being in control.
Yeah. So I would say they're much more likely to continue raiding rather than have some sort of diabolical plot to shut down all raves for the future. By the way, have you been a victim of an injustice, say like a police raiding your party, and then decided to do nothing about it because attorneys are just too expensive? Jurisdictionary.com is the course for people who don't have attorneys. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules. Until you know their rules, you're fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney. And the 4-CD course is so easy, the average 8th grader can learn it in a weekend. Visit jurisdictionary.com, get some free stuff, and then place your order over at jurisdictionary.com. There's more Free Talk Live coming up in moments from Porkfest 2011.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from libertystickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's libertystickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The folks at eFoods Direct have saved you from the huge price increases on food by buying raw materials ahead and packing your supplies themselves. They haven't increased their prices on great long-term food reserves since last year. With the rising cost of raw materials and gas prices, they can't hold off any longer. As of July 1st, eFoods Direct is forced to increase their prices so they can still ship you the best storable food on the planet. Until the end of June, you can lock in the cost of your food at last year's prices by calling 800-409-5633. Your time is running out to build your supply with the best food on the planet at last year's prices with eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633. Prices go up at the end of June. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Live. Moments remain in this particular edition of the program, but if you didn't get in tonight, never fear. We'll try to sneak in the remaining moments at 800-259-9231. Still enough time for you and your thoughts as we broadcast live from this, the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2011 edition. And we'll be doing this one more time tomorrow night, the final night of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's been running all week long. We've been here all week, and it's been an absolute blast. I'm glad we came up.
Oh, sure.
From Monday on.
Yeah.
It was totally worth it. So, Mark, you still want to tell us about this libertarian poll thing, and we'll get to that. But we've got Bill on the line in Ohio listening to XM Satellite Radio's America's Talk. Hello, Bill. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello there.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Bill?
Well, I'm a truck driver, and I run East Coast, West Coast. And if we want to make a statement about such as gasoline prices and so on and so forth, people could quit traveling the cotton picking much. I mean, we've got people who just act, you know, $3.50 a gallon of gasoline, and people are still out here driving just how like it was 99 cents. Take your vacation. Take your vacation, but stay at home. Take your day, you know, on the weekends, and especially New Jersey, New York City on the weekends. First thing they're trying to do on Friday afternoon is get the family out of the city.
Yeah, they often
you
do
know,
that.
Colorado.
You know, I think it's a good idea that people, you know, save their money and vacationing at home is a better way to do that, and certainly spending the money on gas. But I can tell you, when it comes down to grandmas wanting to see grandkids, that is not going to stop.
Well, it's going to have to stop because if you don't have money to put in the gas tank to even go to work, you're not even going to be able to do that.
Well, the grandmas will come to the grandkids. I mean, this is the reason they put their money away from working all those years, is so that they can, you know, that's the most important thing in the world, is being able to see your family. And I suspect I can't imagine anything that's going to make that stop.
Well, now, what Bill is saying is happening. I mean, people are cutting back on how often they travel. People are more likely to stay home in a down economy during a vacation. People are making very specific choices about when they shop. For instance, they will they will build their shopping all into the same day. They'll go to the grocery store. They'll go to the department store. They'll hit one after another, so they only have to make one loop around town that way. They'll plan their trips. People start getting smarter about how they spend their gasoline when the economy gets a little more difficult. When gas prices go up, people change their behavior. So those things are happening.
It needs to happen a lot more because, like I tell you, you know, I run East Coast, West Coast, and I am still seeing I have to be out here because I have to deliver goods to the consumer, and that's my job. But people are moving back and forth across this country. You know, when you're in Texas and you see some plate from Virginia, or when you're in California and you see somebody from Colorado, you know, and, you know, just numbers of cars and everything. If you want to make a statement, stay home, take your vacation at home, and then all of, you know, we're not selling, oh, these convenience stores, hey, what's happening? We're not selling gas. Motels are saying, hey, we're not getting the people. Then they start, you know, then that's a bigger stick coming at D.C. sitting there saying, hey, we're not getting our normal stuff, normal travel here.
It seems
we're
like not, a, it seems like a real stretch. I mean, I see where you're coming from, and it's true that if people don't buy as much
gasoline, there'll be downward pressure on the market. That's,
right.
That's,
it will lower prices.
But I want D.C. the heck out of gasoline. And frankly, I think that what we have is an immoral price of gas, and it's immorally low because the fact is that oil companies receive subsidies from the government to look for oil. They receive subsidies in the form of security in the Middle East. You know, I mean, there are American oil companies in Iraq right now that weren't there 10 years ago because the United States military went in and whooped the heck out of Saddam Hussein. And that costs a lot of money. And, you know, these things are, in fact, they're immoral. The government shouldn't be involved in setting the prices, whether it's higher or lower, as far as gasoline goes.
Bill, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. 800-259-9231. We're at Pork Fest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the 2011 edition. Mark, give us a recap real quick on this libertarian poll, the CNN poll, where they've asked folks two questions. One question was essentially that one group of people believes the government needs to lay off. Another group believes the government should be more involved in our lives. Which one are you more likely to agree with? And then the second question was what?
Two questions, yeah. Some people think the government should promote traditional values in our society. Others think that the government should favor any should not favor any particular set of values. Which comes closer to your own view? And so this is basically the questions regarding the sort of social and economic views mm-hmm. of libertarianism, which is, you know, government hands off. And basically these the respondents have become more and more libertarian since 2002. They were at the 80. Number here, they've got some kind of ranking system. Basically, it goes from 80 in 2002 on up to about 113 in 2011. So Americans becoming significantly more libertarian as time goes by.
What does the 80 mean? What is that? What does that number represent?
It's additions between the poll of the percentiles of the social and the economic views. The economic Americans are a little more economically liberal, libertarian than they are socially libertarian. But if you add both of those together, they come up into 100.
So what you're saying is that about what 50? I'm looking at the graph here for the breakdown.
It's about 62% are libertarian on economic issues, socially economically conservative, and about 50% are socially liberal.
And there's been an uptick since 2002 in both of those categories.
That's
is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay, that's pretty useful information, and we're going to see more.
The same
of that.
Thing we've been saying all along is the ideas of liberty are setting brush fires in people's minds, and
yeah,
this is happening,
sense.
And there's evidence here to support it.
And there are ways to do that by reaching out to folks with great liberty-oriented media. Now, Free Talk Live is one way to get into people's ears through the venue of talk radio. But cartoons are another way to do it. We've got a gentleman here with us from Liberation Animation. His name is Dan. And, Dan, good evening. Welcome to Free Talk Live.
Thank you.
So tell me what Liberation Animation is all about.
Well, I've been a medical animator for about 12 years.
Medical
animator,
okay.
Yeah. So trying to improve the quality of life in respect to health for human beings. But then once you get the principles of liberty, you realize if you improve liberty, you can improve the aspects of virtually all aspects of human life. So I also just had enough of just witnessing the state crimes and the arrogance of the state. So eventually, even though I didn't have enough time, I decided to do it anyway, and I developed a short clip on non-aggression principle, and I plan to develop a series of animations just about 2.5 minutes long, post them online, YouTube, and have them spread via Creative Commons license to anyone who's willing to watch something similar to Family Guy or Jib Jab cartoon with entertainment value, but something that does not beat around the bush, something that, you know, lasers in on a principle of liberty or economics.
So Liberation Animation is where one can go on YouTube to see some of this, and Okay, yeah, I have seen this, the non-aggression principle one with the cute little penguin character.
Yeah, it's actually a puffin and a lorax, but that's okay. It's
darn it.
Puffins, penguins, you know.
Black,
only
white,
the puffins
beaks.
Care.
So what else is up there? Is that the first? That's the first video, pretty much.
That is right? The first video, and I did it mainly myself, pretty much just borrowed a melody of Whiskey in the Jar, an old Irish jig. But I'm here at Porkfest meeting all these wonderful people with talents and specialties, and I can't wait to get back and start collaborating on the next one.
Neat. What do you got? What do you have in mind for the next edition?
Something on private property, but taking suggestions right now and sifting through them and, you know, narrowing in on what we're going
to
do.
So have you test marketed this? I mean, have you shown it to young people? Clearly, animation is going to appeal more towards younger folks. I would think so. I mean,
like cartoons. I wouldn't dispute that.
No doubt. Gen X. I mean, certainly is Gen X likes cartoons too. I mean, I agree with you. Cartoons are certainly.
Everybody likes cartoons, I think.
Kids are going to be more likely to appreciate animation than, say, Harry Brown talking to a video camera or Ron Paul.
I'll concur with you on that.
I think it's going to be a more effective way to bring young people in. And the non-aggression principle video from the portion I watched, which was a good portion of it, was stopping down to define long words, and so it seemed to be something that was targeted towards a younger audience.
Yeah, originally I was designing the characters to be for little kids, you know, to teach them concepts that they should learn as a child, but then I decided teenagers are really developing their, you know, life views and questioning what they've been taught before, and I'm going for a little more edgy humor in the next one, and targeting teenagers on up to any age beyond
great.
That.
By the way, 4,000 views, not too shabby for your first outing. So that's great. People obviously sharing this around on Facebook and social networking, et cetera.
So where can our audience go to view it?
Just go on, just search for Liberation Animation on Google. LiberationAnimation.com is the website. You just search it on YouTube, you'll find those animations there.
So let's get that 4,000 to 8,000.
That'd be great. Dan, thanks for coming on Free
thanks
Talk
so
Live
much.
Tonight. Good to see you here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. The 2011 edition, we are done for this evening. There's one more show remaining from Porkfest 2011. We'll do that tomorrow night for our live Saturday show. You can join us then online in the meantime at freetalklive.com and join us in person at Porkfest 2011. Go to porkfest.com, porcfest.com. See you tomorrow.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.